Welcome to Songs of the Ocean. This is a podcast series that travels around the coast of South Africa in a journey dedicated to learning about the deep relationship between the ocean and those who live off it. In this series, we have a collection of Indigenous heritage and knowledge expressed through stories and songs collected in and around the wild coast of the Eastern Cape. Our journey continues in Hamburg, a small town in the eastern province of South Africa. Here, we will continue exploring the physical and spiritual value of the oceans and their extensions, such as lagoons and river mouths. In Hamburg, we had the privilege of interviewing some senior members of the Xhosa community. As custodians of Indigenous knowledge in this region, they share with us how they, along with previous generations, have benefited and continue to benefit from the ocean.
We get many things from the ocean. Firstly, we get life in the form of food. At the ocean, we also make animal sacrifices when the diviners guide us to do so. Our life depends so much on the ocean that we consider it a place of good fortune. Even when things don't go well for you, you might dream of yourself in the ocean. We believe that you cannot visit the ocean and leave without at least dipping your feet in it. Even if you wash your face, seawater is an excellent aid. We know the sea fights for us. Even when you have a gall sickness, you fetch seawater and mix it up with tap water. If you went there to ask for something you want, you stand at the ocean and ask. We believe the ocean is integral to African spirituality, such that we go there accompanied by diviners when we go to ask the ancestors for something. When you arrive there, you notice certain signs. Sometimes the ocean will be raging, but once we speak, we notice changes and signs like birds behaving in a different way. The ocean also suddenly calms. We go there carrying gifts for our relatives that we believe reside under the waters. We often carry things like beads, brandy, and African beer. When we arrive there, we pour those things, and the healer says, "Amago." We rejoice. The ocean keeps silent, and we see some of those things entering the ocean depths at a further distance. And while they're in the ocean, after our offering, we sing praises to our ancestors. Since the ocean is always in twisting motion, those offerings disappear. Sometimes we offer smoking substances to our relatives. When you return, whatever it is that was not going well at home will now go well. All your supplications. You will hear yourself say, "Since I visited the ocean, I feel a lot better." We do not only go to the ocean during the festive season like most people. We constantly visit. You can also walk alone to the ocean and wash yourself. You will always return with a lighter and more relieved body and spirit. You will also tend to have brighter dreams.
The ocean is everything to us and is very important for our well-being. The reason for this is because in the past we collected the food and resources the ocean offered to feed ourselves and our children. It was not a crime then. We will consider it for our grandchildren, so we did it in a sustainable way.
Is our tailor total of us, one of us, one of the souls by boy. uphele ku blame yiyo lento kwabakho umlinganise.
The cultural heritage of the Xhosa community in Hamburg reveals a long and deep-running relationship between them and the ocean. They make it clear that they not only view the ocean as a vital medium for physical survival, but to this community, the ocean is also a place that is at the center of many cultural practices. Additionally, they also view the ocean as a place for spiritual, psychological, and social well-being.
Ulwandle olu sihlala ngakulo lilulutho olukhulu kuthi thina maXhosa kukhatsha yethu imilambo masinemintsi ephuma phelwandle.
This ocean we reside next to is our pride. It is an important part of our culture as Xhosas. There are many rivers that come from the ocean, such as Kaiskamma River and many others that stretch out far and wide all over the land. All of these are somehow linked to the sea. This is also how we view the ocean. The physical relationship between the rivers and the sea is symbolic of our spiritual relationship with the sea. I would go as far as saying, the sea is like a capital to us as the Xhosas. It is our great ancestral home. We have a belief in our culture that there are relatives in the ocean who are called by our clan names. Another thing is that if you have misfortune and things don't go well for you, you can go there and speak to the ocean. Also, when you speak to the ocean, it provides signs, whether you are traveling alone or with a diviner. It can happen that at some stage of your life, you find yourself having a lot of misfortune. Then you learn from a dream or a medium that a relative of yours drowned into the ocean and was not catered for posthumously. We have a belief that the ocean refuses any unclean substances. Even when it rains, the ocean develops a tempest. At night, there are prayers that happen there. There are even prophecies that have to happen before we go there. They prophesy about the way to the ocean because you can't just go there. The people there are considered elders. We also pray to God to help the ancestors as we go there. We go there to throw away misfortune and negative energy. For us, the ocean is basically a place of rebirth. Perhaps we can say it is our capital, like Bisho, or our parliamentary house as Xhosas.
In the previous episode, the diviner healers of Willowvale introduced us to a process of spiritual incarnation known as ukuthwasa. That new initiates are welcomed into Ubukuha by the ancestors. This occurs during the rite of passage undergone by all new initiates known as Imfukamo. Depending on the guidance of the ancestors, Imfukamo often takes place next to the ocean.
Unobangela baba uthwe Imfukamo isiba Imfukamo yelongo. Ecamagusa. My ngqinwe ecamaguse. Ophezulu kuthi kuba isixhosa sikhona ecamagusha yimfukamo le bezoyenza mna yamaxhekwazana alapha onke necamagusha emvumindayo necamagusha onke nje.
Sabona ukuba kuyafukanyiswa amagqirha. Igqirha liyafukanyiswa lenzelwe imfukamo. Livalelwe iintsuku ezine. Kwelihlanu liyaphuma.
One of the ceremonies we witnessed that I remember was the initiation procedure practiced by new diviners. This process is called imfukamo, which in direct translation means brooding or incubation. The diviner is kept in an enclosed space for 4 days and then released on the 5th day. We also noticed a few more things about this particular ceremony, such as the fact that the new initiate is not allowed to consume food with any salt. They are also not allowed to eat food with any oil, only simple staples. The initiate is set aside in a temporary dwelling called iboma. This dwelling is the initiate's house during the time of their initiation. It is similar to the one used for circumcision initiates in the Xhosa rite of passage known as ulwaluko. So we learn that this process is integral to becoming a complete diviner. Additionally, one important aspect of it is learning to depend on other people, because the new initiate is completely dependent throughout their time there. This dependence in itself is an important principle of becoming a diviner. It is important to obey the laws of that place and to learn traditional medicine. When you leave that initiation school, you are given a tail skirt when going home. The next phase is a homecoming ceremony where there is an animal sacrifice and you are awarded your diviner clothing in a tail skirt wearing ceremony. Tail skirts are those strippy tail, skin, and cloth pieces worn by diviners around the waist. Then you can be called a complete diviner.
The ethereal experience of underwater submersion is one that is also known in Hamburg. We first heard of this in our previous episode in Willowvale. Some diviners may only experience the underwater journey in a dream, while others are adamant that it can occur on rare occasions as an actual physical submersion at certain pools, rivers, and the sea. This submersion experience is undergone by those who are being called to fulfill their duty of becoming healers, and this process is a spiritual abduction known amongst the Xhosa as ukuthwetshulwa.
Ukuthwetshulwa means abduction. Abduction in this context means being taken away by the river or the sea people. These are ancestral people living beneath the water. A person will be abducted by being submerged into the water. It could be that they have an issue to address with someone underwater. People are abducted by the water and then returned alive as diviners. When a person is carried away into the depth of the waters, it is said that you should not cry for them but rejoice. If you cry, they could return dead. I'm not talking about something I have seen though. I heard this from stories our grandfathers used to tell. They used to tell us that we have relatives under the river who can abduct and return us as diviners.
These oceanic cultural experiences all point to the ocean being an ancestral home and a place where many Sangomas and Xhosa people gain strength and guidance. One of the songs that are sung during these cultural experiences is called Isangoma Silala Emanzini, which means the Sangoma lies in the waters.
Matisa, 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 Matis
The ocean has multiple spiritual purposes to this community. Many Christian denominations in this region also use the oceans as a place for baptism. This is all part of the process of becoming a born-again Christian. The ocean water represents a spiritual place to wash away the old self as a new Christian emerges from the water.
I am going to talk about the ocean and Christianity. Some Christian denominations use the ocean to baptize their members. Once baptized, there is a change or transformation that takes place within the baptized member. They are then robed into the denomination's attire. The reason we get baptized is because we seek change from the behaviors we are associated with before becoming Christians. It is said that you are washing away the old body and welcoming the new one. You can never associate yourself with earthly things again. You now associate with God.
These sandy beaches are also an ancient burial ground. There is a common belief that when a person drowns and dies at the ocean, they are to be buried next to the ocean. When someone drowns in the ocean and dies, it is custom for the body to be buried at the beach. This is done to prevent other drownings from occurring. If they are buried at a normal graveyard, we believe that there will be constant incidents of drowning relatives in that same family. It is best for him to remain there to avoid perpetual misfortune. There could also be signs, like sea creatures such as crabs arriving in your yard because they are trying to warn you about an improper burial that may have been done or trying to inform about a person that has drowned. These signs from the sea mean the body belongs to the ocean and should be buried there. These crabs are signs that the ancestors have come to cry that you haven't buried their child properly. They are saying, if this person died drowning in the sea, then it was their oceanic ancestors who abducted them. Therefore, their body cannot be buried too far from the ocean. Even white people know our culture, that if our relatives drown, we don't bury them at home. The body does not even come home. Even the funeral parlor undertaking the body knows that he will return straight to the sea. In the past, when there was no post-mortem and police forensic investigation, the body was buried immediately when it was found. Our visit to the town of Hamburg has come to an end. The critical lessons coming from these shores reveal to us the importance of oceans, not only as a source of sustenance, but also as an ancestral home and a place of various cultural practices. In the next episode, we continue to explore the physical and spiritual value of the oceans and their extensions to the Amakosa cosmology. Join us next time as we continue to listen to the songs and stories of the ocean. This series is an iLam product and funded by the One Ocean Hub. The production was led by Kuhle Ngezana and sound by Elijah Madiba. I'm Bodina McConaughey. Search for Songs of the Ocean on any of your favorite podcast platforms.